Welcome back into Inside the Numbers. Boji Wood still joined by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. We're going to take a look at a couple of NFL games on Sunday. First of all, the Falcons and the Saints. They go at it in New Orleans in an NFC South showdown. These two teams played back on December the 7th. Atlanta got the win in the Mercedes-Benz Dome up in Atlanta. Now they're set to do it again in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The Saints are tied with the Carolina Panthers for first place in the NFC South. Atlanta, they're battling for a wild card spot, but if things fall the right way for the Falcons, they could still win the NFC South. They did their part last Monday night by beating the Bucs on the road 24-21.
And, hey, Coach, look, it was a big win for Atlanta that Seattle lost as well. So, and you're right, Atlanta could still win the at least a share of the NFC South. Last year, it seemed like the NFC East was the dominant division in the NFC. This year, in my opinion, there's no question it's the NFC South. Panthers, Saints, Falcons playing great football. They're going to get either two or all three of those teams in the playoffs. The Saints last week went through the motions. They got a win over the Jets. They were a 16.5 point favorite over New York. They didn't cover, but that just goes to show you can't, no matter how good or how bad teams are in the NFL, you can't put the point spread that high. Running backs Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, they combined for 118 rushing yards and 122 receiving yards.
Yeah, that running back tandem, they're a big reason why the Saints are 10-2 after the 0-2 start. I think shipping Adrian Peterson off to the desert to Phoenix, I think that helped the chemistry in the locker room, and these two guys have performed. Drew Brees, I don't think he gets enough respect. I think he's one of the all-time greats at quarterback. Matt Ryan, he's having a subpar year in the stat book. But again, you've got two very good quarterbacks. Ryan threw three picks, looked like they were down and out in the fourth quarter, but he led the Falcons back to 10 unanswered points for the win.
Right, yeah, he kept his head in it. And look, they call him Matty Ice for a reason. He threw three picks. You could hear some spattering of boos. He kept his head on straight and brought him back to score the 10 unanswered. Ryan and the Falcons, they haven't fared that well in the Superdome. They're just 4-10 the last 14 trips to the Big Easy. Saints, they're a more complete team, and they're playing for a division title, and they're ahead of Atlanta. They also are playing for a first-round bye, but Atlanta, I think they need the win more. The Falcons went into the Superdome last year and got a win. This year, they have to slow down Brees and a run game that's much better than that 2016 Saints team.
You know how much importance I place on running the football, and no one in the NFL is more balanced this year than the Saints are. And by balance, I don't necessarily mean 50-50 in terms of passing yards and rushing yardage, but I mean being effective in both areas as to keep the defense guessing as to tendencies. I mean, if you've got if I've got you the offense in a down and distance where you pass 90% of the time, I'm in a nickel or dime package. I bring in great pass rushers and good cover guys, not really worried about the run. But if in that same down and distance situation, you're as inclined to run as you are to throw, I can't get as specialized with my substitution, and that makes me more vulnerable on defense.
Absolutely, and then there's only a handful of teams every year in the NFL that can be truly considered as balanced, and the Saints certainly are that this year. Taking a look at some numbers in this matchup. Last year, on their way to the Super Bowl, Atlanta, they were road warriors. This year, they're 4-2 straight up away from home, but only 2-4 against the number. The Saints, they've won and covered four straight home games versus NFC South opponents.
The key to this game will be Atlanta's ability to get a pass rush on Brees with their regular defensive package in the game. If they can't get that done, I think the Saints will exploit the Falcons when they try to situational substitute. Or if they try to play with their base package, I think the Saints will wear them down because the Falcons are going to have to play too vanilla on defense.